You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a tremendous show for you today. It's brought to you by CBRE. This is the CBRE Edge with Arden Carson. Arden's the Senior Managing Director for South Florida at CBRE. She's going to join us and interview our special guest, Anna Squires Levine. She's the General Manager of Coworking at Industrious. This is going to sound great. I can't wait. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm on fire, Arden. How about you?
I am on fire, and you definitely are getting me hotter. So let's go.
All right, I'm really ready to rock now. Please introduce your guest.
Sure. Well, let's talk quickly first about The Edge, just as a reminder.
Sure.
It's a space where we talk to real people delivering real advantage across various industries. So it's strong advocates for women in leadership. We focus on highlighting remarkable women who are breaking the glass ceiling. So that's a great intro for today. We're speaking with a highly recognized entrepreneur and now top executive at the largest premium flexible workspace provider in the U.S. So, Anna Squire Levine, General Manager of North American Coworking and Industrious, is our guest. She's been recognized by Forbes 30 Under 30 and is a World Economic Forum Global Shaper. Wow. And she has a fabulous background, and we're just so excited to have her today. So, hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Arden and Jim. I'm great. How are you both?
Good. We are terrific. So you have such a fascinating and diverse background. And why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the things that you've done?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll start by saying that I grew up in Philadelphia, but actually as a child traveled to South Florida a fair amount to see all of my grandparents who lived there at the time. So even though I don't live there now, it's certainly a place near and dear to my heart. I'd say my professional journey has been pretty varied. And in fact, I talk to a lot of my peers these days who equally have many different kinds of jobs and careers over the course of their lives. I started out as a science nerd, studying organic chemistry, thinking I would go to medical school or maybe get involved in drug development for a pharmaceutical company. But then wound up switching gears and joining a big consulting firm, McKinsey, tackling organizational and strategic issues in the healthcare space, both for private insurance and pharmaceutical companies, but also for governments. And in fact, wound up moving to South Africa, where I spent several years both working in the private sector as well as in the public health sector as part of a very large group of folks working to eliminate pediatric HIV. So coming to Industrious a few years ago, in a certain sense, was a big change for me, but also a welcome one, and it's been a joy. So I'm excited to talk with you about it today.
Ah, well, that's great. So tell us about what you're currently doing at Industrious, and how long have you been in the position, and let us know what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. So I joined Industrious about 2.5 years ago. I came to Industrious when it was, I'd say, in the kind of toddler age of a startup. It had an amazing product that had already been proven, but was still pretty small. And I joined with a lot of team building and team leadership experience across, you know, many countries, but really with very little real estate or hospitality experience. So it was certainly a leap. And over the 2.5 years that I've been at Industrious, I've done a number of jobs. When I started, we were a small team, and I was in an all-hands-on-deck role, you know, doing everything from all of our people at that time to things in HR and finance and special projects and acquisitions. And now I am the general manager of the co-working business, which means that I oversee all of our locations and sales and operations, and most importantly, the experience of our members, our customers, as well as our team in them.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's so interesting that you went from management consulting to founding your own company. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, your experiences in Africa. I mean, I know we're switching a little bit. I mean, I definitely want to talk about co-working, but I just, you know, find that so fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I don't actually know why I was first attracted to move down to Johannesburg, but I was fortunate to be at a company that had offices all over the world and afforded its employees the opportunity to move around and try new things. And I think, you know, joining McKinsey after having decided not to go to medical school, I still really had a passion for science and healthcare, and knew that the U.S. kind of environment of healthcare was only a microcosm of what goes on in the world, and wanted to see it from another angle. So initially, moving to South Africa was an opportunity to see how healthcare systems in other parts of the world work. And over the years, I became really passionate about it. And so even when I left McKinsey, I started a foundation really specifically focused on this one area of public health, eliminating pediatric HIV, because it was an issue that the kind of the UN and many, many governments and many nonprofits were working on at the time. And it was also an issue that seemed so important. You know, it's kind of indisputable. Like, why would we not want kids and their families to be safer? And the work we did was really focused on leadership development within some really strong African governments, with the premise that just like any business or any institution, you need really strong leaders leading the way. So over the course of the time that I was involved in that issue, again, with many, many thousands of other people and organizations, the number of children born with HIV in the world dropped by 65%. And of course, my organization in no way was wholly responsible for that, but it was a huge privilege to be a part of it.
Oh, wow. So tell us about Industrious. I don't think you're in South Florida quite yet, so we're all very curious, although CBRE does have a little bit of experience with your company, but our listeners certainly would love to hear more.
Absolutely. Well, I'll say before I describe Industrious that we have been just overwhelmed by our success and the great reception in other parts of Florida, namely in Central Florida. And as a result, we're so excited to explore opportunities in South Florida, and certainly have a couple of announcements upcoming in that department. But overall, we are the largest premium operator of flexible space in the country, and we're really here to be the experts at making you really productive at work every single day, showing up to an office that you're really proud to walk into, that's conducive to the way you want to work, and that really helps businesses and organizations across the country be their best selves every time they come into work.
Well, how do you differentiate yourself? Obviously, everybody knows about WeWork, and that's sort of, when people think about co-working, that's top of mind. But, you know, we know that you're doing something a little bit different. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so obviously, over the past 8-9 years, as you allude to, there have been many, many companies that have sprung up to really tackle this issue of how commercial real estate is changing. And our perspective is that co-working as a product or flexible workspace is not a niche product that happens to be growing rapidly. It's rather just an evolution of how people want to use commercial real estate in the first place, which is to say that most organizations increasingly want a really high-quality experience with a beautiful design, with a layer of services offered to you that you don't have to plan, so you don't have to pick up the phone yourself and call Comcast to get the internet to work. You don't have to arrange your own breakfast. And they want it on a flexible basis that makes sense for their businesses. So our differentiator is really the quality that we bring to that. That plays out in so many ways across our almost 60 locations in 35 cities across the U.S., from our focus on our team, who are there for you at every moment of the day, to the way we design our spaces so that there's, you know, a space when you want to be in your office, heads down doing work. There's a comfy couch when you want to be out in the open, listening to a radio show or a podcast like this, in a bit more of a social environment. There are beautiful conference rooms where your clients will be really impressed to come. And we really focus on making sure in the details that every single one of those experiences is something you're proud of and makes you more productive.
And so what type of clients are you targeting?
You know, our member base is a huge range of industries. There's really no one industry that comprises the majority of our customers. They range from business services to healthcare to finance companies to startups and tech. I would say our average member is a pretty mature business organization. So our data shows that the lifespan of the average company in our space is about 12 years. And it really runs the gamut from established medium-sized companies, say like a 15-person digital marketing firm, all the way over to teams from very, very large companies like Pfizer or Lyft or Hyatt or Airbus or Pandora, who are saying to themselves, you know, I don't want to sign a 15-year lease because who knows what the world's going to look like then? Who knows what my team is going to look like then? And they would much rather sign up for a space for a couple of years where they are confident that when I walk in each day, they're walking into a beautifully designed space with a team that's there to serve them and their guests. And that kind of mitigates the risk of perhaps signing a much longer lease.
So what is your prototype, your ideal lease for your company? How large a space? Is it suburban, urban, retail? I mean, what do you look for? And are you looking for your landlords to offer you as well?
Sure. Well, you know, one interesting thing about Industrious is from the very, very beginning when our co-founders, Jamie and Justin, started Industrious in 2012, 2013, they had a hypothesis that this kind of product was pretty broad-reaching, meaning it wasn't only for the coast, it was not only for startups. And so our first set of locations were in cities like Chicago and St. Louis and Atlanta and Raleigh and Minneapolis, kind of testing out, could this work in big cities, large cities, downtowns, mixed-use areas? And the answer was yes, it worked with flying colors in all of those places. So our current portfolio spans every category you just mentioned, urban and suburban, downtown, mixed-use, residential neighborhoods, even, you know, some of our newest locations are in retail settings, and those have also been very successful. So in terms of geography and kind of submarket, we look for locations where people want to be during the day, where they want to work, no matter what kind of setting it is. And, you know, our landlord partners are one of the most important parts of that equation. We are looking for partners who want to be in it with us and who really want to create future products with us. And so primarily, if we think about building management partnerships, where we and the landlord are sharing in the economics of the business, we're looking for people who are excited to experiment, who see flexible space operators as partners in the future and not as threats, and we're excited to be a good partner right back with them.
Anna and Arden, we got to go to a break. Would you mind if we take a break here for a second?
Oh, up to you, Jim.
Well, that's what we're going to do. So we'll be going to break. We'll be right back with more with Anna and Arden right after this. This is awesome. I got a question I want to ask Anna when we come back.